This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Growing food insecurity that is already affecting tens of millions of people across West Africa and the Sahel must not be ignored by the international community, UN humanitarians said on Tuesday. The alert comes as new data from the region indicated that almost 36 million people are expected to be acutely food insecure by the time next year's lean season comes around. This is usually in June, July, and August, but it could start as early as next March. This represents an alarming 24% increase in 2020, according to the latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Survey, which aid agencies use to gauge levels of need. Here's Olo Sib from the World Food Programme speaking from Senegal.
We should be aware that the lean season is coming very fast. Normally, it's supposed to start in June, but this year, we have the feeling that it will start earlier, sometime in March. Given that the food stocks are very low, given that there is no enough water for pasture, for livestock, we anticipate an earlier lean season, especially for the pastoralists in the region.
Latest food insecurity survey data pointed to 2.6 million people in IPC4, which denotes emergency status, and a further 13,600 in famine-like conditions, IPC5, in inaccessible parts of Borno State in northeast Nigeria. Over the next 6 months, the UN agency needs $700 million to reach people in need. People infected with COVID-19 should not be given transfusions of blood plasma from other patients who have recovered from the virus. That's the message from the UN World Health Organization, which said late on Monday that the plasma does not improve survival or reduce the need for mechanical ventilation, but has significant costs. The WHO recommendation came after an independent panel of experts studied data from 16 trials involving more than 16,000 patients with coronavirus infection. WHO said that although it was certain that convalescent plasma had no benefit in non-severe patients, this was less clear for severe and critically ill patients. On this basis, the UN agency's advice is that randomized clinical trials for these patients should continue. Here's Dr. Janet Diaz, WHO's head of clinical care, speaking in Geneva.
If you're going to consider convalescent plasma, enroll into a clinical trial with a standardized protocol, with an ethically approved protocol. That will help generate more evidence on the actual effects of this treatment for patients with COVID-19. We do have a strong recommendation against its use in non-severe patients, and that is, you know, regardless of clinical trials, we are not recommending it for non-severe patients.
Latest data from WHO indicates that there have been more than 265 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide, and that more than 5.2 million people have died. More than 7.9 million vaccine doses have been administered. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, has launched an appeal for a record $9.4 billion as attacks against youngsters continue to rise. Close to 24,000 grave violations against children were confirmed last year, or 72 violations a day, the agency said, in its largest appeal for funding ever. Millions of children around the world are suffering from the impacts of conflict, extreme weather events, and the climate crisis, said UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Fore. She warned that as the COVID-19 pandemic approaches its third year, the plight of vulnerable children has been made even worse amid faltering economies, growing poverty, and rising inequality. They need urgent help, she insisted, including in Afghanistan, where UNICEF has appealed for $2 billion to help 13 million children in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. An additional $933 million is to be allocated to accelerate the development, production, and equitable access to COVID-19 tests, treatments, and vaccines. UNICEF will also allocate funds for Syria, Yemen, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and in Ethiopia, where more than a year of fighting has displaced hundreds of thousands of children. Essential programs will also receive support to help more than 177 million children across 145 countries and territories through 2022. Mihika Acharya, UN News.